Another episode of the Successful Driver Podcast here, hanging out in the Clear Simple Used Truck Buying Studio here at Arrow. And I'm really excited to talk to someone that's just down the street from Arrow's corporate office in Kansas City. I'm talking with Trevor Williams of OIDA. You guys are just right down the street. Trevor, welcome to the show.
Thank you. Happy to be here. Yeah, just a stone's throw away. Good to be here.
Yeah, you know, we talked to a lot of different people across the country. It's always kind of fun to talk to someone that's just kind of here in the metro with us. Trevor, I'd love to just know a little bit about you and your role at OIDA and how long you've been there, all that good stuff.
Sure. I started here at OIDA 7 years ago in our business services department as a compliance agent. So what that in a nutshell means is people with questions regarding anything from the regulations to traffic violations, minor legal things, just general questions about the industry, they would call in. We've got all the answers for them. We know the regulation book front to back. So that's, it's a big help. That's a big book. We don't expect everybody to know it. So that's part of the reason we're here. Opportunity came up for a fuel card that OOIDA owns called Truckers Advantage. So that opportunity presented itself, and I'm now the fuel card program coordinator for the association. Part of that role is negotiating with fuel merchants to get our members the best discounts that we can get them, among some other things. We've got cash options and stuff like that on that card as well. Pretty big program, still growing, and saving a lot of people a lot of money.
That's awesome. We'll talk a little bit about that more in a second. Are you a lifer in the trucking industry? Were you in the trucking industry before OIDA?
I was not. I had relatives in the trucking industry, and it always impressed me. I always did want to drive a big Kenworth or a purple Peterbilt. That's what my uncle had, was a big purple Pete. And I started my family, and the moment my daughter was born, I decided I can't be away that long. So I decided I'd do some other things within the safety and regulatory and compliance arena, which ultimately landed me here at OOIDA.
That's awesome. That's just another representation of how tough and resilient and incredible this industry that we work in is. Just those guys' commitment, the truck driver's commitment out there, it's not always easy, it's a commitment, it's a grind, and all the men and women out there doing great work, it's tough. It's definitely tough. Can you just tell us a little bit about OIDA? I'm sure if people are listening to this, they probably have a good understanding, but maybe just give us a little bit of an understanding of what OIDA is if they haven't.
Sure, yeah. OOIDA stands for the Owner Operators Independent Drivers Association. That the name can be a little confusing. We're out here for all truckers, whether you're a owner operator, a fleet owner, a company driver, anybody that operates, as a professional driver, that's what we're here for. We were founded in 1973, more or less as a result of the OPEC oil embargoes. That pretty much brought trucking to a halt in the United States, and our founding members kind of took the reins and went to Washington, D.C. and started making it known to lawmakers, what was needed in the trucking industry. And it just kind of exploded from there. Our number one mission is fighting for the rights of truckers. We are first and foremost an advocacy group. We've got, like you said, our headquarters here in Grain Valley, Missouri, but we've also got offices in Washington, D.C. with a full staff out there. They're in the lawmakers' faces and in their offices every single day fighting for the rights and, the fair treatment of truckers, just trying to make it a good climate to work in. Keeping things fair for the drivers, safe on the highways, et cetera, et cetera. But we also, in addition to that, we offer a lot of different services, benefits, perks to our members.
I would love to know just kind of what you see some of the hot button issues for truck drivers that you guys are kind of fighting for lately.
Oh gosh, there's a lot of it. There's broker reform going on right now. There's truck parking. Yeah, we've been fighting for that for eons. There's a bill right now that we're spearheading for bathroom use. You know, you wouldn't think something as basic as that would be an issue. But, you know, when a driver pulls into a customer or a shipper and they're told, you know, you can't use our restroom, you know, they're being denied a basic human right. And you know, that's not cool. And so, you know, we're fighting for that as well. You know, so, it runs a full spectrum, you know, what you might think would be the most basic thing, clear on up to, you know, like I said, broker reform. You know, there's a lot of bad actors out there, and they're causing a lot of harm to the men and women that make up this industry, and we're fighting against that as well.
So, you know, you talked a little bit about the Trucker Advantage fuel card. I'd love to kind of just get an overview, you know, of how that became, how that came about, and then how you kind of got involved, all that good stuff, and just tell us a little bit about the program.
Sure. Trucker's Advantage is the name of our program. It is a Fleet One card. So it's accepted anywhere that accepts Fleet One and WEX cards. It is member exclusive, so you have to be a member to enjoy the benefit of it. You know, the membership most times, 9 out of 10, is going to be paid for by the savings in the first one or two fill-ups. You know, I said we've got a lot of people saving a lot of money right now. We're talking in the millions of dollars annually, you know, collectively through the program. Trucker's Advantage was a very small blip on the radar up until about 4 or 5 years ago. We had it as a benefit to our members, but decided, you know, with fuel going the way it was time to really, you know, accelerate the program. And make it a stronger offering for our membership, you know, so that they could save money. You know, that's their number one expense is the fuel, you know, followed by insurance and, of course, equipment. So we've grown from, you know, a very small offering of a couple of the major truck stops offering discounts to us to well over 8,000 now. And, you know, we've got discounts that will rival just about any program out there.
So you talked about the benefits of, you know, of that card. And I just want you just tell us a little bit about the benefits of just across the board of being a member of OIDA.
Oh, gosh. Where to start? Our business services department is probably one of the, if not the busiest department here within OIDA. That's going to consist of multiple divisions. We've got CMCI, which is our random drug and alcohol testing program. We've got permits and licensing. You know, those folks can help with getting your authority, other random permits. You know, 2290 season is upon us. You know, they do a lot of that. Our compliance and regulatory department, that's where I started. We kind of touched on that earlier, where people can call in and really get any question answered that, you know, that they don't have an answer for yet. Our compliance connection department is also within there. It is more or less an online tracking tool for your business. A lot of, you know, our one truck, one operator members, you know, it benefits them quite a bit because they don't have to worry about, you know, keeping up with all their permits, all their licenses, their maintenance schedules, their safety, their audits. It does it all for them and alerts them. You know, for example, it'll tell them, hey, it's time to renew your CDL, you know, 90 days out or whatever it is. Those are all within the business services department. We've also got life and health insurance with some dental and some basic life. We've got our truck and equipment insurance. Of course, our fuel card. We've got our foundation, which is a research and education arm of OOIDA. That's really where a lot of our information comes from. You know, got a great team up there that spends all day, you know, just researching the issues, finding the correct people to talk to, and then building the educational tools that we offer to our members to help keep them successful.
You're obviously getting to see a lot of different truck drivers. You're getting to talk to a lot of different, you know, people. Mm-hmm. We always like to ask this question. What do you think makes a successful truck driver?
Dedication. Mm-hmm. Has to be dedication first and foremost. You know, like I said, trucking was in my blood, probably still is. You know, I've got a lot of family that did it. Yeah. But I couldn't do it once I started a family. You know, I thought I could, but I couldn't. So, you know, that kind of immediately ruled me out as a successful trucking operator. And I knew that, you know, I just wouldn't be able to do it. So, you know, the time, the countless hours and days and weeks and months that these folks spend away from their families, to me, that's the cornerstone of it. You've got to be dedicated to it. You know, you've got to use your resources as well. OIDA is a fantastic resource for, like I said, every professional driver out there. You know, we've got something for everybody. Our educational resources, such as our Truck to Success program that we do every year. It's a 3-day course. You're going to talk with experts from all different aspects of the industry. You know, they'll get you on the right path, you know, whether it's financially or, you know, talking about leasing or lease purchases, you know, purchase of a vehicle, your insurance, you know, everything that it takes to, you know, to get started and continue as a successful business is going to be covered in that program. We've got a lot of good success stories out of that, especially, you know, in the current economy, there are so many people that, you know, jumped on. You know, maybe came over from company drivers and wanted to get their own authority during the pandemic. And, you know, the economy just isn't there for a lot of folks. And a lot of them are dropping out just as quickly as they got into it, just because they didn't either know those resources existed or they didn't use them. So you know, the education, you know, educating yourself and taking advantage of all those things around you, is, you know, another thing that, in my opinion, would define a successful operation.
Oh, that's great, man. That's great. That's a great answer. One more before we get out of here. How proud are you to represent a community, and how proud is OIDA to be representing and advocating for this community?
Words can't even explain it. You know, we see so many different people in here. We talk to so many different people. You know, we get so many stories of, you know, whether it's success or hardship. You know, we're able to help anybody and everybody that comes through the door. You know, to be a part of something bigger than ourselves, you know, something that really is truly the backbone of our nation, of our economy. You know, I just really can't describe it with words. It's an honor to be able to serve the men and women in the industry.
That's Trevor Williams with OOIDA. Trevor, thank you so much for spending some time with us, my man.
You're welcome, Kent. Thank you. I appreciate being on.
Absolutely. That's another episode of the Successful Driver Podcast. Thank you all so much for spending time with us. We'll catch you later.